Now, a new investigation reveals the presence of clandestine prisons in the south of Yemen run by the United Arab Emirates with the help of American interrogators.
I stayed there for around 177 days without proper investigation. They questioned me after 10 days of detention, and that was it. But during those 177 days, there were beatings, insults, humiliation, and as for practicing torture, there's a man they called the doctor, an Emirati, who's a specialist in torture alone. We heard from what somebody told us that there are American investigators and Lebanese translators. They were questioning some people.
Now, the probe by the Associated Press found that most of the 2,000 detainees in at least 18 secret centers are people who went missing all of a sudden in the cities of Mukalla and Aden. According to witnesses, beatings, flogging, sexual assault, and extreme torture such as grilling have been common practices in the UAE-run prison. Senior American defense officials have acknowledged that they are aware of torture allegations and that the U.S. forces are involved in the interrogation of detainees. The UAE denies all of the allegations. The United Arab Emirates is an ally of Saudi Arabia and supports Riyadh in its aerial campaign against Yemen that began in 2015. To discuss this further, we're now joining Shabir Hassan Ali. He's an activist and Islamic scholar, joining us via Skype from London. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Hassan Ali. Now, American defense officials have acknowledged that they're aware of the torture allegations that are and practices that are being conducted in these clandestine prisons, and the U.S. forces are involved in these interrogations. What are your thoughts when you hear this?
Well, it wouldn't be the first time that the U.S. and its clients like the UAE and others have engaged in this sort of behavior. The whole idea of a black site is so that the intelligence services and security services can act with complete impunity, without any rule of law, any sort of accountability back to the people when they, you know, because, you know, America professes to have some sort of democracy where the people actually have a say. So you have a black site where the intelligence services, which is essentially a bunch of psychopathic mercenaries, they can go, they can do whatever they want at the behest, deal with the problems that these Gulf chiefdoms like Saudi, like the Emirates and others have, deal with people who they consider a problem, shall we say, and do it completely with impunity. They've done it before. This is not the first black site that's been, if you like, exposed. Yemen has had a lot of black sites in the past. Others have been in parts of North Africa. You've got the famous one in Guantanamo. You've had so many in Iraq. So this is common practice for America. But of course, the world just carries on, watches Hollywood movies, and ignores it.
Right. So, Mr. Hassan Ali, do you think that these revelations, though, are going to create the uproar that it deserves?
Well, as they say, every little helps. There has been so much being exposed about how America and some of its allies are working that slowly, especially within American popular opinion, there is a change happening. It's slow. Of course, these type of changes don't happen overnight. They're generational. They take time. But both in America, in England, and in Europe, you're seeing a change, a move away from this hegemonic policy of America, this sort of policy of the 1% ruling over the 99%, this policy of the ever-increasing rich-poor divide, where the rich act with impunity, with without any sort of accountability, and just, you know, usurp the rights of the poor when the banks, you know, decide to make some mistakes and do something stupid. The governments decide to bail them out, and the people are not even really consulted, whereas it's the people's money that's being used to bail people out. So slowly, with all of these revelations, yes, it's eroding away at the confidence people have. But I fear that the speed is so slow that it gives the oligarchy the opportunity to adapt. And remember, the oligarchy have control of the media. They control the inverted commas hearts and minds of the people. So it's an uphill struggle. But I think it will slowly, ever so slowly, it will scratch away at the veneer of the American Empire, and it's falling. I mean, anyone who studies the history, the rise and fall of empires, you will see that the state of the American Empire as it is today is a state of an empire in decline. If you compare it to what happened in Rome and other empires as well, you can see it's in the process of dying,
right,
where it's making
right.
catastrophic mistakes. So yes, slowly, slowly, these type of revelations will scratch away at the veneer and ultimately lead to the demise of the empire, but it will take time.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Shabir Hassan Ali, activist and Islamic scholar, joining us via Skype from London. Mr. Hassan Ali, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.